Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Most Californians are already living under the strictest regulations to prevent coronavirus transmission. Yesterday, state officials announced tighter restrictions. KALW's Ben Trefney has more.
California's top doctor, Mark Galli, announced upcoming restrictions to reduce incidence of COVID-19 in the state.
We're asking that as part of this targeted, limited stay-at-home order, that people are home by 10 and stay home until 5 a.m. throughout all of the purple counties. This order, this public health order, will be effective November 21st, so that's Saturday night at 10 p.m., and will go until December 21st.
Six Bay Area counties are currently in the state's most restrictive purple tier. Those include Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, Solano, Napa, and Sonoma. Galli said the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew beginning on Saturday is not draconian. If you need to walk your dog or finish up at a restaurant, that's fine. But he says it's necessary to avoid further state-ordered restrictions. The curfew will stay in effect for counties in the purple tier until December 21st. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
As Ben said, it's not draconian, but there will be blowback. A Republican Assembly member, James Gallagher, says he's skeptical of the approach.
You know, shutting down businesses, telling people they can't go out after 10 o'clock, as if the virus only shows up after 10 o'clock or something, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Gallagher predicts many rural counties won't enforce the new rules. The Yuba City Republican was behind a successful legal challenge of one of Governor Gavin Newsom's executive orders on election administration, but Gallagher says the governor most likely will not be challenging the curfew. For many small business owners, the new restrictions may mean another blow during an already tough year. Al Griffin runs a pub in rural Placerville. He says the constantly changing restrictions have been the most frustrating part of this year.
Us small business owners, we're already having a hard enough time doing business in the state of California as it is, and now we have to jump through hoops and figure out new solutions kind of all on our own.
Griffin says he'll likely close his kitchen an hour earlier to comply with the curfew, though he notes that many other businesses in the Sierra foothills have been ignoring coronavirus guidelines. With COVID-19 surging across the state and the United States, California hospitals expect to be short on nurses in the coming weeks. Carmela Coyle is president of the California Hospital Association. She says despite the strain, health systems won't be canceling procedures like they did early in the pandemic. That was a huge financial hit.
Folks are thinking about the immediacy of the COVID-19 crisis, but the real impact here is a long-term erosion of the financial stability of California's hospitals.
How slammed hospitals get depends partly on how well people follow basic guidance, like wearing a mask, avoiding gatherings, limited travel. California has field hospitals in place if the health system gets overwhelmed.